Good morning. 7:22 a.m. Sunday, September the 18th. That's not the 22nd. September the 18th, 2016. Yeah, 7:22. I got up. I was up early this morning because I went to bed early last night. This is much more comfortable. It's chilly out here this morning. The temperature gauge said 50, the thermometer, but without the sun, it feels 50 degrees. I walked a little bit in the sun in the last part of the last half mile, but I'm back in the shade again. I should be out in the sun when I turn east. At least for part of the way. It's not too bad. I haven't exactly worked up a sweat. My hands are starting to warm up a little bit. My nose is still cold. So yeah, I'm out. I'm walking. I'm thinking about an article that I believe was on Slate. It might have been on Medium, but it was one of those. It wasn't. It was an interesting observation that every 50 to 100 years, humans nearly self-destruct. Now, in some cases, one of the instances, it wasn't actually humans themselves. Black plague isn't something that humans did to themselves, other than they moved closer together and the rats had fleas. They denied it, that it was a thing, so people started moving around to escape the Black Plague, which of course spread it. It was a Spanish flu epidemic. There were wars. World War I, World War II. The point of the article was we're overdue. We're overdue. We're overdue for a major conflict. We're overdue for nearly doing ourselves in. The Brexit vote is an interesting canary in this particular coal mine, because I think I said coal mine, but I meant coal mine. It's a lot of people voted against their own self-interest because they believed in a post-factual society that I talked about yesterday. They believed the propaganda and were ill-equipped to see it for what it was. And the author of the article pointed to the impending Trump presidency as one more brick in a shaky edifice that's due to tumble. And honestly, I don't know which would be more dangerous, electing him or not electing him, but I don't really want to go there. But it was interesting that I got thinking about it. Well, it's one solution to global warming. If we decimate the human population, take us down from around 7.5 billion on the Earth to under 1 billion. That'll cut down on the number of motorists on the highway. That'll cut down on the demand for electricity. A lot of the things that contribute to climate change, namely people, become no longer a factor in the equation. So the irony of a catastrophic failure in the human system might actually save the planet when logic and science don't appear to be doing the job. There's an interesting article. I hat tip to Corinne O'Flynn, who sent it to me. We sent it out to a group of her people on Facebook. It was an interesting read. The idea that some of us, some few number of us, might actually get to experience the post-apocalypse. Now we can see how that works out, how closely it might cleave to fictional imaginings. The preppers will be giggling, those that survive. We were right, we were right. That's kind of a thin celebration. Pardon my saying so, but a very thin celebration. Okay, people driving. Same time, I need to be walking in this intersection. It astonishes me. It always astonishes me. And the only reason it doesn't astonish me every day is that not every day is like that. Not every day has a car, two or three or five, at that intersection. It just seems like often, so often. So yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, I forget now, your CreateSpace wrote and said, "Say, we noticed your ebook. Would you like to have CreateSpace design your new book and put it up in paperback?" No, thank you, actually. I need to get that going. I also need to get a bundle ready for now two people who have been waiting patiently for me to get the six books piled up and weigh them. I did that once before, and now I've forgotten how much it weighs. It's a lot. It's like 8 pounds. And then I can get some media mailers to label them with, and we can ship them out, but most of the books, the first three books, each weigh 1 pound apiece, but owner share weighs 2.5. Captain share weighs 1.75. The double share weighs more than 1 pound, so it adds up. It's a weird number. It's not the number you'd think. A dog. That's an interesting sound. It sounds like a jackhammer. This is Sunday morning. I wonder who in their ever-loving mind is running a jackhammer at before 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. There's someplace over near Lowe's. It might be one of the one of the shops that's closed on Sunday, so they're trying to do a little bit of repair work or something. It's a water line there. There's blue flags in the grass. I just made the eastward turn here and noticed a line of blue flags about a yard off the sidewalk. And it took me a minute to realize that that was City of Greeley water flags. I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to ride in the road. Maybe they're going to extend the road. I don't know. Monk Post. I hope they don't turn this into a road because it's such a lovely walkway. And yes, I'm going to get, that was the Monk Post, by the way. I'm going to get warmth. It's good, we like warm. We don't like hot. We don't like cold. We like warm. Cool's okay. Sun shining right in my eyes. So yeah, it was an interesting read. It was fascinating. And the general consensus seems to be that Mr. Donald J. Trump is going to win the election. Interesting observation. I remember John Anderson. I remember the election of, I don't know what it was, 66. When John B. Anderson siphoned off enough votes to give us Reaganomics. If it hadn't been for John Anderson, we wouldn't probably have, well, we definitely would not have a bunch of Republicans holding Ronald Reagan up as an avatar of excellence. We certainly wouldn't be dealing with the after effects of trickle-down economics. And the question, it really begs the question, because we don't really know what would have happened, but morning. Good morning. Having 90% of the nation's wealth in the hands of 1% of the population was greatly enabled by a lot of those policies. It's not the only ones, but I also read a screed by Russell Blake in the last 24 hours about how what we need to do is get rid of the Fed. Retreat to Fortress America. And make university education free. His argument being that the Fed doesn't do anything to create the monetary supply, that going from the gold standard to a script was the beginning of the end, that if we ended the wars, brought our troops home, closed all the overseas bases, it would free up trillions of dollars, and that's that part actually is probably true. The problem is if all of the foreign countries become destabilized, not that I think that we're actually stabilizing them, but should they become more destabilized, it becomes more difficult for us to participate in those markets. If we start being overly protectionist, then we have no moral ground, what little we might have to begin with, to argue that other countries shouldn't be protectionists in their policies and practices, even more than they are. Good morning. So I know it's toughy. It's difficult. It's complicated. I don't have any answers. It's just things I've been thinking about because of my readings over the last 24 hours. I'm sure I'm having a similar reaction to a Trump presidency that the more rightward leaning individuals, and particularly in the Republican Party, had toward an Obama presidency. Not that he's done that great. He hasn't done a lot of things that I wanted him to do. He doesn't. He hasn't done a lot of things that I think he could have done, even without congressional support. On the other hand, he's done a lot of things. He's done a lot of things that I generally approve of. If given a choice between 4 more years, Hillary or Donald, I suspect a lot of voters would go, bring him back. Give him an encore. I know that there are people who are going, no, but, I mean, the choices are somewhat limited. They're always limited. Go back to my cynical, curmudgeonly political stance where the only people who win elections are politicians and the only people who lose them are voters. Which seems to have been true for most of my life. I don't want to talk about politics. It's going to be difficult as we count down to November, but I'm going to try not to talk about politics. I did work on fire yesterday. Not a lot, but a little. I need to actually put it aside for a few more days and work on paperbacks. I still don't have South Coast out of paperback, something that surprised me when I went to pack it up to take down to Colorado Gold. But I don't have it done. I never actually followed through and did it. So I actually have 2 books that need to be paperbacked. And maybe that's what I'll do today. At least get one of them going. I should be able to finish one of them today. If I do one today, one tomorrow. I can wait for the galleys to come in. We left the garage door open overnight. And I didn't notice it when I walked away. How amusing. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.